In an essay called Beginner, literary journalist Stacey D'Erasmo writes about how she self-consciously joined a writing workshop in order to jumpstart her own fiction after years of editing and writing journalism. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says the struggle paid off. She reviews D'Erasmo's debut novel, Tea.
Out with the old, in with the new. I thought I'd start the millennium off right by talking about the work of a new novelist, although she's not a fledgling writer. Regular readers of the Village Voice literary supplement, The Nation, or Rolling Stone are familiar with Stacey D'Erasmo's byline. I still remember the way D'Erasmo, in one of her TV reviews, described Helen Mirren's performance in the PBS Prime Suspect series. She wrote that Mirren made intelligent weariness look sexy. That may not be verbatim, but I've shared that line with all my smart, tired women friends. It's a great pick-me-up. That's what I've admired about D'Erasmo's literary journalism over the years, the way she nails things down. D'Erasmo brings that gift for the unexpected right phrase to her debut novel, Tea. Tea is a small-scale story about a young girl named Isabel Gold, whose mother, Cassie, commits suicide. As D'Erasmo portrays the act, it's mundane in its execution, but cataclysmic in its effects on Isabel. Years pass. Isabel grows up in the Philadelphia suburbs, looked after by her father, a dry cleaner, and irritated by her younger sister, who's genuinely fascinated by the dry cleaning business. Like 99% of fiction's heroines, artistically inclined Isabel is the odd duck of the family. She becomes even more of one as she gradually realizes she's a lesbian. So what else is an arty Jewish lesbian from the burbs to do after college but move to the East Village with her girlfriend? There, fired up with the zeal of newly graduated women's studies students, they collaborate on what Isabel describes as an experimental film about the goddess Diana that references current geopolitical conditions and the oppression of women throughout history, but that also sort of interrogates, you know, filmmaking itself. Fortunately, Isabel's filmmaking efforts peter out at about the same time the novel does. That's it. Like I said, Tea is a small story, and sometimes, honestly, I felt it was too small. D'Erasmo presents her narrative as a series of semi-disconnected scenes. Plot is not primary here, and I've grown fonder of strong plots in novels, maybe as a dubious consequence of reading too much mystery fiction. But what kept me reading and thinking about many of those disconnected scenes was D'Erasmo's language. How beautifully she charts Isabel's growing awareness of her sexuality. From preteen matching games with her best girlfriend, where they lie nose to toes, to the horrible moment where Isabel declares her sexual identity to an older woman named Rebecca, whom Isabel mistakenly thinks of as sympathetic. Here's how D'Erasmo describes that moment. It was as if Isabel had come riding up with her sentence held high, ready for the thud of it meeting the light of day, and Rebecca had simply noted it and ridden on. Isabel sat on the sofa with her crumpled, or worse, uncrumpled sentence, her entirely manageable sentence. D'Erasmo doesn't only do emotional intensity well, she's also got that Virginia Woolfian knack for capturing the incidental, the even-keeled. I like how D'Erasmo vacuum packs a whole personality into a few words when she remarks on Isabel's father's peculiarly cheerful passivity. And as that earlier film synopsis showed, she has a naughty comic flair, especially for describing intellectual pretensions. Isabel gets a day job at an art foundation in New York where she reads grant applications. I would most desire to stage Othello on the Staten Island ferry, writes one hopeful, throwing Desdemona, dressed as a homeless woman, overboard. Cost of life preserver, $25. As a longtime book reviewer herself, D'Erasmo, in her nightmares, probably has anticipated some of the dreadful ways in which other critics might appropriate her novel's title in their reviews. Like, for instance, my own, shall we say, strained verdict on the book. As fiction, Tea isn't exactly strong brew, but its satisfying taste lingers.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Tea by Stacey DeRasmo.